starts off with them guys, and they give me so many one-on-one opportunities. And that's what it starts with. And then second off, just the ability to stop on the dime, make different cutbacks. I think the best thing about my game is really my vision, to see things happen before they actually do. Sometimes just to back blocks. I can sit over it up, get double teams up to the backers. This ability to get in the hole and get out of the hole. It's hard as often because you're already thinking, okay, who has the ball, and quarterback can take it or give it. That's definitely difficult for a defense to watch out. And then you got a back jumping in and out of holes. That can be tough to read for defense. So I think that's what makes me pretty successful in this offense.
Chip had some pretty interesting comments when he was asked about your intensive level as a practice player today. Sorry.
Oh, we talked about that. One thing he does, yes, he has a phone meeting. Doesn't give you guys a lot. So, I understand what you're saying. But he knows I work hard. Any of the players can tell you that. I interact with all the players, from the top pick to the guy we just signed yesterday. And I work hard. Because I know what it takes to be able to finish in the fourth quarter, to be productive, to finish a long season. So, I work hard for myself.
Part of it is just he wants to continuously challenge you, even though he knows that
you're that's a good thing. He does challenge me. I'm a competitor. I like to compete. That's a good thing about Coach Kelly. He's fair. He's honest, and he likes the guys to compete. He has different challenges for me. Lots off the field, that I actually like.
What's the biggest challenge that he's throwing at you?
Well, now we're getting personal. I don't want to tell you all that.
So what's your relationship like with him, though? Because, you said last week that he pushes you more than any coach you've had.
Yeah. In different ways. One of my favorite coaches was Andy Reid, for sure. And just, I think when he left, it was hard to get over that. Coach Reid's gone, but that's part of the business. And I love him so much. And he pushed me a lot. But just the Chip's way is different. From the smallest thing, to from everyday life lessons with my son to on the field with cuts. And he never yells. That's another weird thing. He don't really yell. He's always talking and teaching. And that's like a challenge. I want to do it and perfect it so well where, I get that acknowledgement, you did a good job, and just letting me know that. I can think of so many different things that he challenged me with, just small things with the playbook, saying if I could play different positions, would I know what I'm doing? I think a lot of that's just, he's very intelligent, especially when it comes to this game. So he just finds different ways to challenge me, on the field, about the game. So many different ways. That's why I like him as a coach. A lot.
Do you need to be challenged sometimes, Sean?
I think all players need to be challenged. Myself, I do. And I always, it's weird because every year, no matter what it is, I'm always trying to find a challenge, find something to compete against. Since I've just been in playing ball, especially in the NFL, my first year, I was just so happy to be in the NFL. That was my thing. Me and Macklin would be arguing. He'd be complaining about, I want to do this, I want to do that. In my mind, I'm like, I'm in the NFL. I'm just, this is what I made. I conquered that. And then the next year was something else. I played against different running backs that, you were talking about all the time. And I'm like, all right, now I want to be one of the backs that people talk about. How good is he? And then the next step. And then trying to, help the team out to be in the playoffs and making different noise like that. So it's always a challenge that, as players, you try to find ways to push yourself.